never good timing, but the reality is a position became available at Westfield State as they reorganized their administrative team and streamlined it and shifted responsibilities. And I felt it dovetailed well with, you know, my many years working in the public sector as a member of the legislature, working as an advocate for higher education for Westfield State and Hoyoke Community, which is also in my district. And you know, I decided to throw my hat in the ring and went through about a 4 or 5 month vetting process and was ultimately selected as the lead candidate and accepted the position. And from a timing point of view, you know, I made it clear that whatever I do, whatever happened, I wanted to at least conclude my responsibilities this summer as a member of the Conference Committee on the Budget, as a senator dealing with the budget, with votes, with overrides, with vetoes and such. And because we concluded session last week, I thought that was the timing now works well into the needs of the university.
In looking through your biography, which is quite extensive, in the numbers of commissions and committees and special assignments and task forces that you've served on over the last 2 decades, is there anything about that work, that body of work that stands out that you're especially proud of?
Well, and, you know, again, I mean, people say, oh, you're just a Republican, you're a member of the minority, you know, what can you do? I'll tell you, I've had a front seat too, you know. Virtually every legislative change the state has seen over 2 decades, whether being a member of a conference committee or on one of those commissions. But 2 things I'd say. One is I'm the longest serving budget conferee, you know, probably in the history of Massachusetts, but at least for the current term, 13 years as a member of the budget conference committee, watching a couple of recessions and watching how we rebounded and setting the priorities for our state, working with 5 Senate chairmen of Ways and Means, chairwomen, including Senate President Murray at the time, and that has been just an incredible opportunity, advocating for my district, for the region. That's one thing. The other thing is, you know, I had a chance of being involved in a task force on ethics and transparency and good government a number of years ago, and I've always felt that is one of the most singular important things about, you know, how we conduct our business in a highly ethical, highly transparent that's way that the voters can really have full confidence. And having been part of a significant shift in how we approach those matters was a great reward, working with people like Scott Harshbarger, the former attorney general, and you obviously wouldn't find 2 more ideologically diverse people than Scott Harshbarger and myself, but all there for the same reasons. And I think that has a lasting impact, will have a lasting impact on how political business is conducted in our state.
As you look around the district, can you point to anything and say, you know, I was responsible for this road, this bridge, this whatever?
Yeah, we, I'm very proud of, you know, obviously the infrastructure advancements that have occurred in the Pioneer Valley over the last decade. My hometown of Westfield has seen $100 million in the last 5 years, major ERA project, the Great River Bridge project that we've talked about for years. You know, my partner Joe Wagner and I in the delegation over the course of the last decade have returned about $100 million in infrastructure. And that's all part of what we've talked about a great deal over the last couple of years is the importance of investing in the infrastructure, preparing it for the 21st century, and making sure that our economy and commerce can have ease of travel. The other thing, and I've been so blessed to represent the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke. There's only 2 Soldiers' Homes in the Commonwealth. One has been in my Senate district, and you know, to partner with the administration under Superintendent Barabani, the trustees, the family members, and the care that's provided to, you know, the members of the greatest generation and all of our veterans. I mean, that's been an experience for what used to be a 34-year-old young guy from Westfield. To work with them over the course of almost 2 decades has been just a tremendous honor, just as an American and as a legislator. And I guess finally I'd say, you know, it's not the big things or the big projects. It's the little things that you do each and every day to help a constituent who calls you with a small problem or something that they need, which to them is the biggest thing in the world. And nobody's ever going to know that work. And my staff has accomplished that in, you know, dramatic ways over the last 23 years. And I can't thank my staff enough as this transition occurs for me. So small and large, big and little, the friendships made along the way, and just the kindness of strangers. You know, it really has been a remarkable ride, no regrets. And again, I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to continue. a career in public service.
Was there any pressure from the Republican Party in Massachusetts not to leave, to give up what for you is a safe seat, and now it's going to be left to the uncertainty of a special election?
No, I mean, this decision was mine and mine alone, and you know, there was not, you know, any vetting with colleagues or the party at all. And you know, I felt I've represented and been a standard bearer for the party in a very credible and powerful way over that time. But you know, the consideration was more professional, was more family oriented, and really, you know, there comes a point in time for I think any and every legislator that you know you make a decision. That, you know, is there another way to continue a career? And if you can continue in public service, I mean, all the more power for you. But you know, for me, it was a personal decision. At that point in my career, an opportunity presented itself, and they felt that I could be of benefit to them, and I look forward to that.